I'll say right now, this church got talent. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't even know Casey could even sing. Amen. I gave her a microphone. Boy, she cut loose. Amen. That's my son's favorite song. I wasn't expecting this many people to be here, but boy, the girls have been working hard. And they have worked and painted and worked. I got them contacted out for the next 3 months. They're kind of bailing out on me. They don't want to get in over their head. They said one's enough. But they've done a good job in all the remodeling going on and stretching this little church out. And we're lengthening the tent stakes and glory to God. This is about the fullest I've ever seen it, amen. But good singing, amen.
Amen.
One thing we're going to notice when we get to heaven, we're going to hear a lot of good singing.
That's right.
And I'll tell you right now, I'm looking forward to getting to heaven. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I can't sing a lick. And, this church, like I said, it's blessed with great talent. If they ever get them a good preacher, it'll really get off the ground. Amen. They've got me for right now. I just have to make do is all I know to tell you. But good to have everybody here for homecoming. And we're just so glad to be here ourselves. If you got a good old King James Bible, I've known for a long time what was going to be preaching about this morning. In Luke chapter 10, Donnie asked me yesterday if I knew what I was going to be preaching on, and I told him, yeah, I did, but I didn't know all the details about it this morning, early this morning. I got the details on what I'm going to be preaching on today, and I'm kind of excited about it myself. I like good singing. I like good preaching. I like good food. We're going to have some good food after the service today. And we're going to read, looks like about 5 or 6 verses here. And we've preached from this text before, but this message will be a little different than what we normally preach out of this text. We'll start in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, that's my favorite wording in the Bible. This means this really did happen, is what that means. It came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And we'll stop our reading right there. Our text really is probably verse 39. And we're preaching today on the need for church. The Bible talks about the Lord loved the church, gave himself for it. By the way, he's coming for his church. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you for the good singing. Thank you, Lord, for what we felt, Lord, as we heard the songs of God. Thank you, Lord, for the so many that are here today. For the so many, Lord, that are here today by way of, Lord, the internet, Lord, by live stream, and, Lord, by the recording, Father, that we put on the sermon audio. We're thankful for that. Pray your blessings on our efforts today. May honor and glory be given to you, Lord, in everything that we try to do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm preaching today on the need for church. And it is needful. Man, I don't know how we got to where we're at today. I'm a little sad by what I see. But I'm also encouraged because I know there has to be a great falling away before the Lord's going to come back. I kind of wish we could go back, I don't know, about 30 years, get in that way, they throw the bonnets up in the air, jumped over the pews, tossing babies, shouting, running. I kind of wish we could get back to that day. I don't know that we're going to get back to that day, but I do know one thing. We've got some signs of our day that let us know this thing's about to come to a close.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, all of this has been told. You might have said it naught. You might not have earnestly listened, nor earnestly given heed to the things of the Word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, maybe it's 2, verse 3, that we ought to give the most earnest, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. You might not have earnestly listened. You might not have earnestly looked. But whether you listen or whether you look, this thing's coming to an end.
Amen.
Brother Ed, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yes, sir.
Not only, praise God, are we going to leave out, but our destination, Joanne, is going to be heaven.
Amen.
I mean, we're going straight there.
That's right.
We're not going to go around the mountain. We're not going to go 40 years in the wilderness. We're going home, baby.
Amen.
I'm kind of looking forward. I mean, I ain't never lived in nothing but a shack down here anyway. But I'm going to live in a mansion when I get where I'm going.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Brother Terry, when we get to where we're going?
That's right.
Streets going to be, they ain't going to need no infrastructure bill. Streets going to be paved with gold, no dust, no dirt. Carolyn ain't going to be cleaning no more. It's going to be spotless. Amen. Ain't going to be no yard mowing no more. No limbs. Look, I seen Carolyn up here in the battle with this microphone stand up there. Won't be none of that. Everything's going to be in order. Everything's going to be ready. I'm telling you, I can't wait to get there.
Amen.
Somebody asked a preacher one time, which one would you rather have, Brother Eric, a Martha around or Mary around? This was an older preacher. He said, well, if I'm going to be eating, I'd like to have a Martha around. She was serving. But he said, if I'm going to have a meeting, I'd rather have Mary around, because she was interested, amen, in what was going on, amen.
Yeah, right.
She sat down from the serving and was getting served. And there's two women here. Both of them are very involved. Both of them are very important. And really, you're one or the other, no matter whether you're a man or a woman, amen. You're one or the other in these two women. How good a church is. The singing, the teaching, the preaching, the testimonies, the people getting saved, the people getting baptized. I was in a church up in Columbia, Kentucky, probably about 10 years ago. And a little girl about the age, I guess, of a Serenity, maybe a little older than her, she come up here and fell on the altar. And I looked down there and she was a-weeping. And I knelt down there and I said, her name's Kaylee, Kaylee Gaskins. And I said, Kaylee, what did you come up here for? And she looked up at me and I mean tear-stained face. She said, Brother Eddie, I come to get saved. And I said, well, honey, you help yourself. And she got saved. But the most important thing was her tears, Brother Ed, looked like diamonds on that altar.
Yeah.
They stayed there. I was there 4.5 years, Carol. Those tears were there until I left.
Yeah.
They cleaned that altar a lot. They never did ever get them tear stained off that altar.
No,
I mean, I believe it was there for a reason. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he went even further and say, except you would come like little children, you ain't going neither, amen.
Right,
he kind of put a little bit of emphasis on how precious little children are, amen. But I love a good church, amen. I love a good service, glory to God.
Amen.
A need for church, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Let me throw this in here before I get over my head preaching here, because I'm getting ready to start now. That was kind of like an introduction. I'm getting ready to give you something right here real important.
Amen.
My advice, if you've got an ink pen, get it out right now. Get you something to write on right now. If you've got a real good memory, you'll probably be all right. There's a program on the internet, it's called VCYAmerica.com. If you've ever listened to radio, heard the program called Crosstalk, that is what I'm telling you about VCY America. They have a radio program called Crosstalk. Last week they had a man on there that was heavily involved in this vaccine and the COVID and all of that. He's one of them. He was a defector. He actually didn't really think they'd go through with what they're doing today. But he spilt the goods on what's really going on, and I would advise you to go to that website, and I would advise you to listen to the COVID agenda. It's kind of scary, but you need to be informed. You need to get the scoop. You need to get the details of what's really going on. This is coming. Look, it's coming like a runaway train trying to stay on the tracks. It's coming. It's not going away. It's not going to get better. I want you to go and I want you to listen. I may record it and put it on our website. I don't know. But there's some good information. I called Donnie and told him I was working on my truck when this thing was going on. Had grease underneath my chin, behind my ears, underneath my armpits. But I'll tell you what, I have to admit, I listened very intently, and you should too. VCYAmerica.com. Listen to the COVID Agenda program. All right. The need for church. We see Martha's welcome. We'll talk about Martha here just a little bit, but I'm mainly preaching about Mary. Did you notice Martha invited him into her house? You can't have church without Jesus in the house. I've seen a few try. And there's probably some today trying, even today. But she invited Jesus into her house, Brother Ed. She said, come on in, Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, you got Jesus in the house, there'll be some church somewhere, amen. Hey, don't take a whole lot of people. Glory's enough, amen. Me and Donnie, yesterday we went down to pretty close to the Tennessee line, and it was raining, I mean, a fog, ground, and flood when we left. And really, we thought we'd just go down there and do a drive-through. But before we got there, we stopped at the Huddle House. I got me a hubcap, and I had to put me a big old slice of crunchy ham on there, Brother Ed, and some hash browns with two eggs over easy, and some toast, and about three cups of coffee. And I tell you what, I didn't care if we found an airhead or not. It's worth that just eating that breakfast. Amen. But after we eat that, we drove down there, me and Brother Donnie, we prayed and said, Lord, would you mind holding the rain off just a little bit? Let us hunt a little airhead or two. We got down there and it quit raining.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it kind of let up a little bit while we was eating that chunk of ham, wasn't it, everybody? Anyway, we got down there and it quit raining. We hunted all day long. I'm still looking over my shoulder like I can't believe it. It's coming to flood all the way around us. Just one little spot there, it ain't raining. I think it was right underneath either the hand or the wing of God. I don't know. But we was dry where we was at. And when we came home, it started raining again. We went from Matt Harper's to eat a big T-bone steak. Hallelujah. Got some fish to go. And you know what? That'll make anything better. Let it rain, amen. But you know, I believe it was Rita sung that song, Let Me Tell You What My God Can Do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's twice he's done that.
Yeah.
That's the second Saturday in a row that we've asked the Lord to hold the rain back long enough for us to hunt airheads. He's been gracious and full of compassion enough that he held the rain back, let two dummies like me and Brother Donnie go down there and hunt for airheads. Amen. But listen, Martha, she invited Jesus into her house. And you know what? Not only are there some trying to have church without Jesus today, but there's some mentioned even here in the Bible that threw Jesus out of their church more than once.
Yes,
one of them's Luke chapter 4, verse 28 through 30. He read the scripture and said, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? And it took him to one to throw him off the hill, amen.
Yes, amen.
A lot of that goes on, I guess, today. They love the preeminence of man more than the presence of God, amen. Luke chapter 6, verse 11. Hey, he's cast out devils out of a man. And you know what? He's sitting there clothed in his right mind. They wanted him to leave. Amen. In Luke chapter 8, verse 37, he's healed a man's got a withered hand.
They don't want him around, Brother Denny.
I mean, buddy, I want him around. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody seemed like, you know, that they want to have a good church service. They want everything right, but you ain't going to have a good service and nothing's going to be right if Jesus ain't there. Amen. But we see Martha's welcome in this need for church. We see Mary's want. Now, Martha, she's busy serving, but we see Mary's want in verse 39. Mary, she's sitting at the feet of Jesus and she's hearing His Word. Now, this is where this message is going to get a little deep right here. There's more to Jesus than meets the eye.
That's right.
Even today. I'm telling you, I've studied my Bible. I just got through finishing out the book of Daniel yesterday. And I feel as dumb can be. And I've read the Bible through. This is my 18th time. But there's more to Jesus than meets the eye. John summed it up like this. Many more things did Jesus which are not written in this book. And I suppose if they were written, the world could not contain the books therein. I mean, there was just a lot about Jesus, and some people just wasn't that interested, but Mary was, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, she's on the front row in this church service. She's sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's as close as you can get, Brother Ed.
That's right.
I always like to sit on the front row myself. I come in late one time, sit back in the back, and I couldn't believe how distracted I got. And here I am hungering and thirsting, and I'm trying to dodge all the distractions and get a little, you know. Mary is at the feet of Jesus, and she's hearing His Word.
That's right. Amen.
Now bear with me, because I am going somewhere in this. She had to put some things aside, but buddy, she put them aside, and there she is sitting at His feet, hearing His Word. And because that she did hear His Word, she became fruitful.
Amen.
Now, two things I want to be, Brother Mitchell. I want to be faithful.
That's right.
And I want to be fruitful.
Amen.
And to be fruitful, I got to be faithful. Faithful to hear, faithful to pray, faithful to study, faithful to inquire. And I'll tell you what, buddy, if you'll seek, you will find. And if you knock, it will be open. If you ask, it will be given you.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally.
Yes.
And upbraid of them. I mean, God will give you all. Solomon wanted to be wise, Brother Ed.
Right.
God made him the wisest man ever stood on two feet.
Apart from
Jesus,
amen.
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 And you know what? You can get that if you seek it with all your heart. You can get it. Well, that's what Mary did. But she became fruitful. We see Mary's worship. If you'll turn with me, I've got to go to a couple places in the Bible because there's no other way to bring this out. I'm talking about studying. And by studying, you can bring out what I'm fixing to give to you right now. In John chapter 12, this is real important, so you might want to turn there. Mary's been sitting at the feet of Jesus, Brother Ed. She's been hearing His Word.
Yeah.
Martha, I'm sure she's hearing some, but she's cumbered about with much serving.
Amen.
Now this is real important. Listen to this. Then Jesus, how many days? 6 days.
Yeah.
Remember that. 6 days before the Passover. That's a key word right there, 6 days. Came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper. I want you to know Martha made a supper. I like Martha's. We're fixing to eat here shortly. And you got to have Martha's around if you're going to eat. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But you got to have a Mary every now and then too. Martha made Him a supper. And Martha's serving. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Now Lazarus had been dead 4 days, and Jesus is raised him up back alive, and they're sitting at a table.
Yeah.
Martha's serving. Look at verse 3. Then took Mary. This, get this. Listen real good right here. a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Mary's worshiping Jesus.
See, she's been listening, Brother Eric. She knows he ain't got long.
Right.
6 days, he's going to be dead.
Yeah,
you ever hear that old saying, pass out the flyers while they're still alive? That's what she's doing.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Miranda, she's showing her love to the one that's going to the cross for her. And she's showing it in a way that he can't deny it. Oh my, nobody else might not have got it, but Jesus did. She's worshiping him with this ointment on his feet, wiping with the hair of her head. Did you know a woman's hair is her glory? She took her glory and put it on his feet, and it's the purest worship, I guess, there is in the Bible. She took the most costly thing she had and put it on his feet, Brother Ed. And she's worshiping Martha's servant. Mary's worshiping. But that's 6 days before the Passover.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on, Brother Ed.
Yes, you're right.
Now let me give you a little clue here. Matthew chapter 26. 6 days for the Passover, right? Matthew chapter 26. We're going to read 12 verses here. It came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. No, they didn't know it. Yeah, they walked with him. They talked with him, but they're clueless. But there's one that'll go in.
Amen.
We're going to get to her here in just a minute. She listened. She heard. She had been informed. She was aware of what was fixing to happen to her. This time she's not going to know on his feet. She's going to know on his head this time.
Yeah.
You listen to this scripture here. You may not have ever seen this like I did. But they assembled together the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by sublimity and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. But now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having again an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head. If you got a Schofield Bible, there's a one right beside that head right there. And she's announcing his upcoming death. And Mary was very aware of him not having long to live. He also was aware of the fact that she knew what was going on too. And he'll mention that here in a minute. As he said at meat, but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation. You know, you can have a lot of problems in church. But the biggest problems you'll have in church is a church that don't know their Bible.
Right.
And a preacher don't know his Bible.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, buddy, God set everything in order.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Paul told the young people, Paul's fixing to leave out. He gave some advice to a young preacher, and here's what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and we have arrived, when they'll not endure sound doctrine,
right,
but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears,
right,
and be turned from
back when America walked with God, communists come over here and try to see what made America great. We just had a president before, whatever you call what we got now, and his motto was make America great again, and it's really not in the power of man to make America great, but he put everything he had into that statement, but he just couldn't do it. But when the communists came over here back in the 60s, their quest was to find out what made America great. And they went everywhere. But they finally went into one of the churches in America, and they brought back this report. It's not the businesses that make America great. It's not the freedom that makes America great. It's not the knowledge, the colleges. It's not none of that. It's not the Walmarts for sure, but they said it's the churches of America that makes America great. And if America's churches ever cease to be great, America will cease to be great. And that's what's been going on in the, I guess, behind closed doors, in the low light, in the darkened areas of this country. There's been an assertive effort to infiltrate every church and to make it weak and to make it a powerless by somehow putting someone behind the pulpit that don't know the Bible to blow his nose.
Amen.
Come on, man.
We'll stick with the book.
That's right.
Well, but Mary paid attention, Brother Ed.
Yeah, she did.
She knew what was going on.
That's right.
She knew he didn't have but 2 days. Now, when he had 6 days, she was on his feet. But when he had 2 days left, she poured all she had on his head as he sat at meat. And his disciples, when they saw it, they had indignation on what she did. Now, listen, you say what you want to. I watched this singing up here. It was all wonderful.
Yeah,
amen.
You know why I liked it? Because of what they're singing about. They're singing about him, amen.
Amen.
Joanne, bless her heart, she said, I just barely had a bad week, just barely able to be here. She sung three songs. Amen.
Amen.
I get blessed in that.
Yeah,
amen.
His disciples had indignation because they were clueless. Now, they didn't know in 2 days their Savior, their Master was going to be taken from them. He done tried to tell them. Sounded like a broken record. But Mary knew what was going on with it.
Amen.
That's right.
Most churches' troubles are because most churches don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Lord told us to occupy till He comes.
Amen.
I've been saved 33 wonderful years.
Amen.
I plan on occupying till He comes. Amen.
Right.
They had indignation, Brother Jerry, because of what she did. Here's what they said. To what purpose was this waste? Can you imagine giving flyers to somebody that you know they don't have but 2 years to live, and somebody saying that was a waste of time? Sybil, Mary knew he didn't have long.
Right.
She knew she didn't have long. She gave her flowers while he's still alive. God help us to have that kind of knowledge and discernment. Oh my, to be like Mary, to know what the heck's coming down the road, amen. Best way to do that, stay in church. And if you got a good church and a good preacher, he'll let you know what's coming around the curve, amen.
Right, that's right.
They had indignation. They called it a waste. Verse 9, for this ointment, it was hers. They wanted to sell her ointment, Joanne. It was hers. She freely gave it. And these boneheads wanting to sell her ointment. And you know, her good ones, they want to take what we got.
That's right.
They can have everything I've got. I've got one thing they can't take, Brother Eric. Rita's back there with the little ones. But I got my Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
She sings that song. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Tammy, we got something they can't take. I know they'd like to take it. They like to take my joy. But I got joy unspeakable. Man, I got I did drive down, they played the right song that one, you know, he lifts me up to walk on mountain. I'm in a truck and there's some people going like this, and I'm going, whoa! Happy time, and that old Silverado truck.
Amen.
And the guy walking on the road, he turns around and says, he's walking down the side of the road in a pair of balloons. I'm in the truck screaming my lungs out. I should have rolled the windows down.
Amen.
Having the time in the Lord.
Amen.
They can't take away my joy.
Amen.
They can't take away my Jesus.
That's right.
And they can't take away where I'm going.
Amen.
This thing's fixed.
Amen.
I mean, on the cross, he said it's finished. It's fixed.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to heaven by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
I mean,
amen.
It ain't like that I could do anything about the bridge he built here or there. I'll tell you right now, they'd probably like to somehow find a way to heaven.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why everybody's been trying to go up and have a space. They're trying to find some way to heaven apart from Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, just simple. He said, no man come to the Father except by me. But
amen.
They're going to try to find a way around
you. Right.
Miranda, we're going on the King's Highway, baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Yes, we are. Not only is our destination heaven, Brother Ed, I'm getting off right there.
That's it.
Amen.
Yeah,
yeah, they want to sell her ointment. It's hers. She's wanting to give it. They said this ointment might have been sold for much. It's hers. Hers to give. She saved it for him. Given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye this woman? For she have wrought a good work upon me. We see her work here. Did you hear what the Lord said? She wrought a good work on me.
Right.
Now she's been worshiping, Brother Mitchell. But she ain't done just in worshiping. She's working for the Lord. And the Lord says she has wrought a good work on me. Amen. She worked hard.
That's right.
To get to Him.
Amen.
To take that alabox or box of ointment.
Yeah.
And pour it on his head, Brother Ed.
That's right.
Now, nobody understood that but Mary and Jesus.
That's it.
That's right.
You know what Jesus, boy, he didn't just take, you know, this is in all four Gospels. You think he didn't care about it?
Yeah.
It's in all four Gospels.
Right.
He wanted everybody to know what this woman done for him.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm.
She done the best she could to bring worship. She done the best she could to show how much she loved him.
Yeah.
What he's getting ready to do for her. Hey, listen. 2 days before his death, and she's not only been hearing his word, she's fully informed about what's coming. She's anointing his head, not his feet this time. Amen.
Amen.
A work that Jesus mentioned. Here's what he said. He said, for ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. He's rebuking his disciples, them ones have been following him all along here.
Yeah.
And he said, for in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He said, verily I say unto you. In other words, of a truth, he said, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman have done told for a memorial of her. In all four Gospels, there's a memorial of Mary.
That's right.
And the work she done, Brother Mitchell, for the one she loved.
That's right.
He noticed.
Amen.
She knew what she's doing. And those other disciples, they might have been clueless. She did it anyway.
That's right.
She's giving out her flowers to the one that means the most to her while he's still alive. Amen. It's the purest worship I know of. Amen. But listen, Mary's not among the women who went to the tomb to anoint his body after his death. She done her part. She didn't need to go to the tomb. That's got a spiritual application here. My daughter, she died last year. She died October the 28th last year. There's no need for me to go to her graveside. I already done all I could do for her this side. I loved her and helped her all I could. And you know what? Done my best with her. Got another daughter out there. Got two of them side by side. Got a couple more where me and my wife will soon be. After they're gone, ain't nothing I can do.
That's right.
But Mary did what she did before he died.
That's right.
Now those others, ain't a thing wrong with them. They come out there and pay respects to the one they loved after he died. But Mary done her part, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
While it's alive. I'm sure Jesus said that's the best smelling ointment I've ever smelled in my
Amen.
Life. Thank you, Mary. Give the hugs. Give the kisses. Give the flowers. Give the candy while you can. We just don't know what a day's going to hold.
That's right.
One thing about Mary, buddy, she was informed. She knew what was down the road. She knew the time was short. Amen. And you know what? There was no "I wish I'd have known" with Mary. And the reason for that is because she heard His Word. The Lord will tell you anything you want to know. Sometimes He tells me no, Donnie. Me and Donnie was up there here one day, and I had a matter, and it was a big matter. And I told Donnie, I said, I'm praying about something. I said, I'm praying to know God's will about this matter. He and I both know what I'm talking about here, but there's a certain arrowhead called the Beaver Lake. And I'm walking the roads in this cornfield, and I'm praying. I said, Lord, I need to know Your will in this matter. And I said, Lord, if You're willing for me to do this, I said, would You help me to find a Beaver Lake? It was almost like I asked it in lust, like I'd like to have a Beaver Lake. But when I said, would You help me find a Beaver Lake, Lord, let me find one by the size of my little fingernail. So I didn't have to worry about being worth a lot of money, if you know what I mean. But I'll tell you what, it was big enough to let me know what I needed to do. And I did go do it. And praise the Lord, I'm done with a box of rocks. But I put it in a matter of prayer, put it in the Lord's hands, ask Him for wisdom, instruction, and leadership. And I said, Lord, if You want me to do that, let me find a Beaver Lake. Donnie come over and said, what's going on? I said, look, they're laying down there. He said, what is it? I said, it ain't much, but I'll tell you what it is. It's an answer to prayer. Picked that thing up, me and him both looked at it. That's the littlest area I've ever seen in my life. But it was an answer to prayer. The Lord said, try me and prove me in Malachi. I don't think we do much of that. But He said, try me and prove me and see if I'll not make a wind in heaven pour you out a blessing. You know, we run to Walmart. And I ain't knocking Walmart. It's kind of handy to go out there and get something cheap made in China. But you know what you get, guys? You get a little cheaper there. And they, most of the time, they've got it somewhere. They can find it. They've got it. That's probably mixed up now. I went to Dollar General store one day, and they changed the whole layout. And I could never find what I went in there for. Well, I think they do that on purpose to make you wander around more looking for more. Maybe you'll buy more. But listen, if you really want something, seek the Lord about it.
Right.
Amen. He promised to give you your heart's desire. He promised He'd supply your needs.
That's right.
Out of His riches and glory. You know, for somebody that's the last place we go. But Mary. But it wasn't that soul of Mary.
Amen.
She knew what was going on. She anointed His feet and worshipped Him. Then she anointed His head in preparation for His burial. She set all of it in order because she heard His Word. Going to church is a good thing.
Yeah.
You'll learn a lot, won't you, Brother Ed?
Amen.
You'll learn a lot of good things.
Yes, you will.
I've learned more. I've been saved 33 years. I've learned more in these past 33 years staying in church than I learned in 34 years of the schooling of this world and the wisdom of this world. I have to admit, I'm ashamed of how little I actually knew till I met the Lord. And I'm just praising God for what I know now. Amen. The need for church. You may not think it's that needful, but it is. Jesus told her sister Martha, one thing is needful.
And Mary has chosen that good thing. Church is a good thing. Make sure you make time for church. I never seen this many people here. I told Donnie, I said, I can't believe this many people here that early. Amen.
Amen.
Man, try to make a habit of this. Show up for Sunday school next Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. It's either just me and Brother Ed here, but now Sharon, she'll come rolling in here. Bonnie's getting where she's showing up. Amen. And a couple more would be great. You learn a lot, can't you, Bonnie?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. She's got some good questions, too. You better know your Bible.
That's right.
She's asked me, she said, Brother Ed, I got a question. My knees just go like that. I said, what you got, Bonnie? She said, what's this mean? I said, I'll get with you on that, amen. Here's what I like about Sunday school. You can ask questions.
Yeah.
Now, when a man's up there preaching, he's going to preach. He's not going to stop and answer your question. I'll answer your question. Just ask me after the service. Brother Ed, what the heck does this mean? I said, good, I'm glad you asked me. And you know, I'll try my best to answer you with a Bible answer to any question you ask me. I believe I can answer any question you ask me. But going to church is a good thing. Make time for the house of God. Father, we thank you for this message today. Thank you, Lord, for the thoughts you give us. Lord, for the meat of this message, Lord, thank you for all, Lord, you allowed us to say and do here today. Pray blessings, Father, upon this service. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Like this, everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, if you would, please. Sister Sharon, just one verse of invitation on him. I never know what God's doing. Like I said, little Kaylee's down there. I didn't know little Kaylee come to get saved, but I'll say this about it. She got saved.
Amen. Number 122 in the blue book, first verse.